Grace to you and peace from God who creates and redeems and sustains all things. Amen. It is strange for you not to be here. We normally begin this morning out in our courtyard with a big pile of palm leaves in the center of the courtyard as we prepare for the great procession. But I am delighted that you are in your homes, and that you are there, and that some of you are together, and although some of you may be alone in your places, we are in fact gathered together as the church in diaspora. It's a different kind of community, but it's a good community, and we thank you for being with us this morning. Our gospel for today is the precursor, that first part of our Passion Sunday, where we hear this joyful beginning, and yet we know in just a few minutes we will hear the Passion of Christ. In our gospel for this morning, a question gets asked. As Jesus enters into Jerusalem and everyone is essentially having a party, they begin to ask, who is this? Who is this? It's the same question that will be asked again and again of Jesus. From the very beginning, when he first began to do his miracles and to meet with people and to eat with people, they wondered, who is this? And here, close to the end of his life, they ask again. Maybe it's a question we too are asking in this day. Who is this Jesus that we worship in this strange way? Who is this Jesus in light of all that is happening, not only now, but in what will come? It turns out, I think, that the church begins to understand itself in the world in new and maybe healthy ways in the midst of crisis. Who is this Jesus who rides in on a donkey, on the colt of a donkey, with palm leaves strewn on the street and cloaks and greenery and shouts of Hosanna? He is not the king that was expected. He is not the hero that we look for. He is not even the one we expect. He is the one who will give himself up in love in a horrible and most unexpected way. Who is this? This is the one who stands with us and remains and abides with us in the midst of even the most difficult times. Who is this one? This is the one that proclaims forgiveness and grace and love, even when we cannot see it or experience it for ourselves. Who is this, they ask? Well, this Jesus is the one who sits with our lonely kapuna in their rooms, cut off from everyone. Who is this one? Jesus is the one who abides through us with those who are most needy, who are hungry, who are lonely, who are cut off. Jesus isn't the one that the people expected. He's not the conquering king. He's the prophet, surely, but not the prophet that leads in the direction that they expect. He's not the one who will revive us in a kind of lively and expectant way. He is instead the one that changes everything in the midst of pain on a cross. As we hear the Passion in a few minutes read in diaspora, I hope you will remember who Jesus is through the reading of that Passion. You know the end. But as I said last week, we can't just jump over to the end. We must go through it. We cannot go around it, and neither will Jesus. But though the world be broken, though we be broken, though the world be in fear and we be in fear, this Christ abides with us nonetheless. And so we give thanks to God. So may God be with you in these days to come. May you find Christ in your day. And may you be lifted up in the way of God. Amen.